producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
All right, we are back on 2016. I'm so excited. This is Marianne Niehaus, and bear with me today. I had a little bit of a bronchitis over the holidays, but we've got an exciting show for you today, and I'm excited to have my old sidekick co-host, Mr. John Fogg, on with me today. How are you, John?
That's nowhere near as important as how are you. My first thought was, she's alive! She's alive!
I know. It was touch and go there for a while, let me tell you. But
we talked yesterday, and I was convinced I was going to do this show all by myself.
So I know.
Congratulations on your transformation, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I got a cruise here in like 15 days. I got to get back to prime shape here. So what's up?
As of this morning, one of the things I love doing is on my phone, I've got a weather app, and like everybody does, and I have the places where my favorite people in the world literally live, and so I check on your weather. You were 12 degrees this morning.
Oh,
or you got a cold.
You know, it's been miserable here, cold-wise. What's crazy in Colorado is the sun comes out, right? So the sun comes out and things start to melt, but, I mean, it's still, like 1 degrees.
You're sitting inside, you see this beautiful day outside, and you think, I gotta go out, and then you hit the outside, and it's like, no!
No.
Yeah, we're at 50 today. And I decided, I made a rule that I wouldn't ride my motorcycle under 60. And so I said, oh, this is so beautiful. And the next 2 weeks are totally freezing cold. So I wrapped myself up. I put on the tights underneath my jeans and the extra sweater and pulled my sleeves down under the gloves and got on. And the darn thing wasn't working. The second cylinder was...
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway.
No cruising today.
I proved to myself that I can go out and ride a motorcycle at 50 degrees, so I'm good. Hey, I have a question for you.
All right.
And it's a two-parter. What's the best thing that happened to you in 2015?
Wow.
See, folks, we do not rehearse these questions. This is live.
Oh, I know.
Radio.
I was going to say, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. You know, 2015 has been a really great year, and in a lot of different ways. But I think that what I have seen, and, you know, I'm in network marketing, right, is some real financial success starting to set in. You know, it's one of those things that for us, for my family, it was really something that we have been, you know, working towards. And while there was a lot of, for me especially, personal growth, which I'm committed to, and my commitment to that is stronger every year. So I felt like I had a lot of great personal growth, and along with that, the financial growth.
It may seem like an obvious answer, but it's not, because for everybody it's different. What made that financial success really cresting that hill or wave? What makes that so important to you?
You know, I've been working with my group, and we've been really working on a money mindset, you know, because I think really our whole, especially, you know, the way I was raised, it was, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you got to work really hard. And so when money comes sort of easy, you know, just as an example, while I was laying in bed sickly, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted to be out there just pushing it. You know, pushing the pig through the python this last week of the year, and I have this goal written up on my board, And you know what? I did it. And I didn't lift a finger. I didn't make a call. But my team did it. And I think the concept of what we've been working on, this money mindset, and what that's really meaning is, you know, at a certain point, you get to a point where, okay, you know, what am I going to do with all of this? What do I do with the next step? And not that I'm to that point yet, but knowing when it shows up, what do you do with it? And, you know, once you've, you know, played around with the, you know, 30-day cruises and the yachts and the this and the that and vacations and what have you, suddenly, you know, this, you've got this money sitting there that's so powerful. It's like, okay, now, you know, I want to give back in a bigger, better, you know, way. And what does that look like? And so so some of this financial side of it is starting to really see, I'm starting to really see visually where we're going with this. And while it's, you know, it's so much bigger, I mean, because once you get to that point, your bills are covered, whatever. Now that's really when the power starts to happen, and you can really start giving back in a real powerful way. So I think part of that is what, you know, just saying, okay, things are taken care of, you know, things are covered. Where are we going from here? And it's really big. Did that answer that?
Oh, yeah. God bless. That's wonderful. Freedom.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom is always asking, what's that thing that gets you up at 3:30 in the morning? Is it time? Is it health? Is it money? And, you know, once one of those things goes clunk and gets handled, the freedom that you have to creatively be more of you and to help other people do the same thing is one of the joys and glories of network marketing. So good on you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
I have no powerful question for you. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to talk much today, but you and I've known each other for a couple of years. You're on the show kind of on and off. Thank you for being on. Actually, you were on, was it last week? Yeah, when I was
kind of
delirious. Yeah, Bob Beckel was on, and
Tom wanted to have a drunk meeting, so he got me on.
Right, I don't think I'd fit into that. So, I mean, I know people.
You're not a spring alcoholic, Mary, and you were not invited.
No.
It was a closed.
I know. may have to just so you know, I might have to cough every now and then, so I'm gonna turn myself off. But anyway, what I just want to say is, you know, we just you and I, we've developed a great friendship. I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, the mentoring that you've done with me, for me, and being a big part of that. And anyway, I'm just excited to have you on the show today. I'm excited about our guest, and I'm most of all excited that you're going to do the interview.
And you don't have to. Well, I usually describe myself as Tonto to Chenault's Lone Ranger. So
right.
Where,
what does that make me? Am I like the bird on the shoulder thing or what?
No. You're in the place where women of this world always are, and that is, you're the one running the show. And if it wasn't for you, none of us guys would have anything to do. We certainly
nobody
wouldn't have
know.
Any sense of direction. That's for darn.
That's true. I was going to say, nobody would have any direction on where to go, be, or whatever.
No, totally,
I have to laugh because
I'm totally,
you know,
Tom
used to say,
women run it all.
Oh, good. Yeah. Tom used to say all the time how he was all nervous. You know, people don't show up. And I go, well, why don't they show up? Because, I don't know, sometimes they just don't show up. And I said, well, you know, they talked to him beforehand. What do we, you know, what do we need to do here? And I think, you know, just it's just the more communication. So that's, you know, what I work on is making sure I communicate.
Good. We got to get out of here shortly, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to have our guest on. And like I said, I'm really excited, and this is going to be a great show. And it's 2016. That's just blowing me away.
Time sure flies when you're having fun and making money, Mary Ann.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So we got a couple minutes here. What? Tell me one thing that happened to you last year that you think kind of pushed you to, because you've had some great things going on.
You know, we just we sat down, my wife and the two kids, and went around the table, round robin, with this question. It's a pet question of mine. It's from the book I'm doing, Speaking and Listening. What's the best thing that's happened to you, and what is it that makes that so special, something you appreciate, et cetera? And so, you know, the kids did, and the way we do things around here is like playing Candyland. Youngest goes first, and since I'm the oldest by far in this family, I got to go last. And for me, last New Year's Eve, Mary Ann, I telling one on myself, I went to the movies. I left my family. I was feeling so alone and rejected and dismissed, dissed all over the place. I went out to the I went out and watched the movie all by myself in the theater. And for the first 6 months of 2015, it wasn't fun being here. And pretty much my marriage was at a crossroads, and I was going down the dead end street of that crossroads. And in June, my wife and I turned it around. Her fault. She started it.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, guy ain't going to do it.
No.
She basically said, look, I love you, and I'm not willing for this thing to go up in smoke or down the drain without giving it another try. And although I honestly didn't believe it was possible, we did. And so for me, 2015 is the year I got my wife back after about 13, 14 years of marriage and 17 years
wow.
of each other. And it has never, ever been this good. And I'm thrilled.
Good for you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a few minutes here. We're going to have our guest, and I want you to give just this. I'll pull us in, and you give an incredible intro, because I think you can do Casey a great job. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to the Tom Chenault Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we are back with the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. I got John Fogg on with me today. This is kind of a short segment, but we're going to bring our guest on, and I have passed over the torch to John Fogg here to do the blessings and the intro.
Thank you, thank you. One of the things that I've loved about Tom Chenault graciously inviting me to be on his radio show with Marianne is that I get to meet people that I haven't met. And usually it's somebody involved in home-based business network marketing that I've only been able to see from a distance and kind of watch bits and pieces of. And that's so for our guest today. You probably don't hang out with the same guys and gals I do in network marketing. I've been blessed to have as friends some of the top income earners in this business. And one of the things that bothers them recently has been the proliferation of people who are out there putting out their shingles as trainers who aren't doing the business. And I tell you, it really catches in the craw of a lot of leaders, and they're reluctant to let these trainers get their hands on their people for that very reason. This is not true with gentlemen we're going to be speaking with today. He is a trainer, and he's doing some pretty exciting and interesting stuff out there. It certainly is unique, but this year he was just named Global Distributor of the Year for his company. This is a man who is walking his talk, and he is doing what he's talking to us and training us about. And that Global Distributor of the Year is all the more remarkable because he's in a company, and I will be an adult and mention the company, send out cards. So when he gets that distinction, that means that a guy like Jordan Adler who is one of the greatest networkers in the world, didn't get it, and he did. I think that's saying something. He's got some interesting stuff going on. He talks about bringing what he calls big business principles into the building of his business and training his people, training people outside of the company as well. He's getting into a thing called marketing dollars. And I want to talk to him about that because it's very close to a concept I learned from Michael Gerber called the value of a lifetime customer. He's got some fascinating stuff he's doing, and so I'll quit the introduction and get to that fascinating stuff and introduce you to somebody I'm going to meet today for the first time, Casey Eberhardt. How are you, sir?
I am absolutely phenomenal. How are you, John?
I'm almost as good as you, so I'm happy to be with you and let you carry me along.
Well, it's funny. I was just flipping through your book, The Greatest Networkers in the World, and what's so fantastic about our profession is how you can meet people and get to know them. And it's funny because I was looking through the book one of that, and it's funny how back in 2012. I didn't know very many of those people. I didn't know who they were. And through just the profession, I now it's kind of like a Rolodex of who are my friends. It's kind of it's really interesting. But that's one of the greatest things about our profession, right, is meeting people that are along the same journey, growing, building businesses, having a good time, and doing things a little bit different, a little bit out of the ordinary from the masses. And I just think that's what's so amazing about what we do. And I just got to commend you on your book because I love it. I read it as inspiration. Anytime I get irritated or down on myself, it's a quick, easy read to be able to pick up and pull up one of my friends and read what they wrote clear back in 2012.
Well, it's a business of stories and especially personal stories. And it's more a business of who to rather than how to. Tell me, what were you doing when you got bit for the first time by network marketing? What life direction were you in when you got sidetracked into this?
Well, it's actually really funny, so I'll try to keep it as short as I can because I don't know how much time we have
two
in the
minutes
segment.
Or so.
We have what?
Minute. Got 2 minutes. Do it.
Oh, wow. Go. 2 minutes. Okay. So I had never heard of network marketing in my life, didn't know what it was. I came from the film and television business. I had come off of winning a ginormous award in the entertainment world. Some of you may have heard of it. It starts with an O and ends in an R. But I had an equipment rental company for film and television equipment. A buddy of mine called me up out of the blue and said, hey, do you ever send thank you cards to your customers? I said, no. He said, I've got this system. I said, I'm in. I thought it was such a cool process that I told my insurance agent about it. She jumped on and joined by calling the company corporate, and I got a check, and I had no idea why.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We are going to take a quick break.
That was a quick one, wasn't it?
It was. It was very quick. But we'll be back, and we'll have a long segment. So thank you so much. You're listening to the Tom Schnall Show, Casey Eberhardt, and John Fogg.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We are back. We are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus with John Fogg. We've got Casey Ebhard here, and I said that right. But I love that, because then all of a sudden you said you got a check, right? We all love that in network marketing.
That's your favorite thing this year.
It's my favorite thing. Well, you know, I think so many people just have such a misconception. It's just almost frightening how they have, you know, just are so against it just because of their, I mean, I've asked people and they can't even give me a good explanation, you know, just the fact that they don't think that it works. And when you figure out that it does, like I said, I'm laying in bed sick going, oh my gosh, I just met my goal this month without even making a call. So anyway, with that, yeah, go ahead, John.
There's an arrogance that we have in network marketing.
It's true.
About, we're so different. That doesn't apply to us. We don't do it that way. And one of the things Casey's doing right now that intrigues the dickens out of me is he says he's putting big business principles and applying them to building his business and training his people. I want to know about that because most network marketers, you talk big business, and they run the other way screaming. Casey, what's up with that?
Yeah, so, you know, look, I come from owning and operating multiple businesses in multiple verticals. Okay, so network marketing for me, I fell into it. I literally didn't know anything. I got a check, and I had to call the company and ask why they sent me a check. I had no idea that I got paid for signing somebody up. I just was showing my interest rate. I thought this was cool. She must have called the company on her own. So when I realized that there was another model to generate income from, and when I started really studying it, and ironically, you mentioned Jordan Adler at the top of the hour. Funny thing about Jordan was I had to call Jordan because he was the top guy and say, I don't understand any of this. I've never heard the term network marketing. I've never heard relationship marketing. I've never heard multi-level marketing. Like, I had never been exposed to any of this, and I was a serial entrepreneur. And so what I did understand about business was some key principles in business, right? So the first principle that I understood was distribution. And that is that he or she in business that has the widest and the biggest distribution will always win the game. I also knew that if I could outspend my competition in generating a lead or outspending my competition in terms of generating a distribution channel, then I would always win the game. Right? So, I use the example of McDonald's. When McDonald's first started, they concentrated solely on making multiple locations, tons and tons of locations. They were building out a distribution channel. Interestingly enough, that the day that McDonald's decided to sell chicken sandwiches, because they had laid the groundwork and built the distribution channel, the day they started selling chicken sandwiches, they became the number one purchaser of poultry in the country. Because they had already built the distribution channel, so once the distribution channel was built, then they just added products into that distribution channel, and it went like wildfire. And I think what happens in network marketing is that we concentrate on getting everybody to do, like, next to nothing, right? That's what we pitch. We pitch, oh, it's so easy. Get out a piece of paper, write down the 16 people that you know in your entire lifetime, and we're going to go pitch the business to them. And to me, that is so small-minded that it doesn't really play a big game at all. So for me, I'm looking at how do I build a wide-ass distribution channel. Sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. A big distribution channel. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. No, I mean, I didn't hear the swear. Sorry, go.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm not sorry then. So the bigger the distribution channel, the bigger the audience. The bigger the audience, then we can have a few of those people join us in the business. Right? Like I say to my team, if I call you and you can tell me everything there is to know about your current prospects, we are not playing a big enough game. The reality is that if you have so many people to talk to that you can't keep track of them all, that's a great place to be in, right? And so when you have systems and process to do some of the follow-up, that puts you in a better position. The other thing I understood was that it's going to take money to make money. So for me, I know my numbers, right? So I'm just going to make some numbers up for the purpose of this discussion, right? When AT&T, Sprint, and all of these companies used to acquire customers, it used to be they would send us a check in the mail to get us to change our long-distance carrier or to get us to change our mobile phone service, right? Right now in the marketplace, we got mobile phone companies that are willing to pay up to $650 to have you change where your mobile phone is. The reason they're able to do that is they understand the lifetime value of that customer, and they're okay spending $650 to get you as a customer because they know that ultimately your value to them far exceeds $650. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Make sense, guys? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that in network marketing, right? We're so focused on telling people to go sit down with their hairdresser and talk to them about the business, whereas what we have is we have a new group of people coming in that are saying, okay, look, if when I sign somebody up in my business, I make X amount of dollars. So let's say I sell a package for $500 and I make $200. and then I make residual on that, and it's leveraged residual, which means we get a piece of the action of everybody that we bring on, right? Again, it's distribution. I sometimes think of it like a vending machine business, right? Every distributor I bring on is like a vending machine. Some vending machines are placed better to sell more. Others are unplugged, turned around in the corner of a wall. I'm still willing to invest in that vending machine, to purchase that vending machine, or to have that vending machine come aboard my business, because I know ultimately over time it's going to create a massive windfall of cash flow for me. So what I look at is, how do I build a wide distribution chain? How do I build an audience? Right? And then how do I insert my product, good, or service into that audience? And how much am I willing to spend to gain one customer or one distributor? Right? So if you spend $500, if you sell a product for $500 and you make $300 when somebody comes on board, well, for me personally, I'm willing to spend $299 or $300 of my own money in marketing and building that distribution channel and doing what I have to do to bring that person aboard, because I know that after that, that might be my upfront money, but now I make residual money. I make bonuses on that. I get into global bonus pools. I understand the numbers of this game, so that it becomes not about playing a smaller game. I think one of the biggest challenges we have in network marketing is we have all these people that stand on stage. And, John, I love what you said about trainers that don't actually build a business. It drives me freaking crazy, right? And you have them all stand up there and go, okay, well, let's all pick up the telephone and just call cold people, or let's just call the 12 people you know. Well, whatever. Here's what I know. I know that birds of a feather flock together. So for me, even though I've heard the fortunes and the follow-up and people have been followed up with for 5, 6, 7 years before they join and they go off and join a big business, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the people that are decision makers fast. Now, $500 or $1,000 is not a big deal to them. They want to play a big game. They want to go build a big business. Why? Because you know who they hang out with? Other people just like that. You know what happens when we go and we start to prospect and we start to bring people into the business that have taken 12 years for them to actually take a look at the business, and they don't do what they say and they're not going to – you know who their friends are? Same group of people. So you can go slow or you can go fast. I choose to go fast, build big, build wide, and then the key component, I think, that sets me apart from a lot of different leaders in the space is that I open up everything to I open up all of my trainings, all of my calls, all of my everything to everybody in the profession and everybody in my company, rather than just making it Casey's team. Right? Because I want the wider distribution. I know that the more people that subscribe to my kind of big player thinking, the faster we grow the whole company. The faster the whole company grows, I get to benefit that on the back end from things like global bonus pools, so on and so forth, because I know the comp plan to the point where I play inside that space. So I think we've got to start playing on a bigger scale rather than playing on this small scale where we tell people, take out a post-it note and write 3 people down on that piece of paper and let's go chit-chat with them. Right?
Where are you finding these people? What are you doing to attract the kind of people you're after? These people who are willing to drop $1,000, $5,000 on building a business.
That's the greatest part, John. All I have to do is build a bigger distribution chain, and those people appear. So let me give you some ideas, some of the things I do. I do a weekly podcast, right? That podcast is called the Double Your Check Call. I've done it for the past 7 years. It's a call-in show. I do it on Instatele Seminar. I build an email list. I send that email list an email every week saying, hey, this is what I'm going to talk about this week. Some of those people join. And I'm always looking for the ability to put somebody on that list rather than do the presentation. So for me, I'm more about building the audience than I am the presentation, because I know the presentation is going to take care of itself. So if I'm out when I'm on Facebook, perfect example. On Facebook, I look at people that want to build this huge network marketing business, and they've got 400 friends on Facebook. The thing is called social media. So the first thing I do is make sure that I'm working with people that have over 4,000 friends. Why? Because somebody that posts a message to 4,000 friends, somebody with 400 friends has to work 10 times as hard to get that same push. So the other thing I do is I'm always, and this is, I'm glad you brought it up because this is kind of the cornerstone of what I do, and that is I look to put myself in circles of influence and work with other influencers. So who are those other influencers? People in other companies. You know, we have companies that go out of business all the time. I bring on several people because I've figured out how to serve and give them value ahead of time. So if something happens to their company or their organization, they consider me a friend. They're at least going to give me a look, right? I'm friends with lots of speakers. Why? Because speakers have audiences. I have no interest. This is going to sound really harsh. I don't have an interest in sitting down, having a one-on-one conversation with somebody that has no friends, no social life, no network, nothing, trying to help dig them out of a bad place. That's just not where I come from, right? I want to look for the movers and the shakers. Who are those people? They're the authors. They're the speakers. They're the radio show hosts. They are the CEOs. They're the C-suite people. They're the people, even if you're in a networking event, it's the organizer. Right? It's the speaker. It's the organizer. It's the biggest yap jobs that you can find. We all know them. We got to look for the people that have influence already. What I'm not looking to do is help somebody get influence. That skill set is something they're going to have to want and desire on their own. What I can do is help give them the platform to be able to do that.
Casey, nice. I'm sorry, John. We're going to take a quick break, but thank you so much. We are on the Tom Chenault Show. We'll be right back. And this is I love this stuff. You're right. I don't want to work with those people either. Did I just say that?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was
very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got John Fogg and we've got Casey Evhart, and this, I'm really loving this. And, you know, Casey, something that you said, I think, you know, if somebody has no friends, you know, they give you every excuse in the world. Those are not the people that I do not want to push, pull, or drag anyone. And it's not that those people don't come along, you know, after a while. But, you know, going and kissing some frogs and getting your experience someplace else and then coming in, like you said, you know, with this influence, having some sort of influence. And as you were talking about that, I was just visualizing all these different people that I know that they have already established that influence. And you coming from where you were before and kind of massaging that all into everything and then network marketing. Tell me how, because I came from the corporate world and it took me a little while to kind of wrap my head around it. So John and I were kind of chatting back and forth and didn't know, I'm trying to think of what to do on this last segment. So I guess what I came up with, I didn't tell John about, but tell me how you massaged all of that into your mindset as you started creating these leaders and how those people, trying to wrap my head around this, but like, you know, because you take these people and maybe they're not exactly, like when you came in, you didn't exactly know what you were doing, so you go to Jordan Adler. Well, now you've got people coming in, they're like, all right, I want to be doing this. What do I do? So how do you massage that leadership aspect of, and along with that business aspect that you have? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And my answer is going to be actually kind of boring and probably not one that the majority of people in network marketing really want to hear.
Okay.
I don't massage it because I'm not looking to work with people that I have to massage. What I'm looking to do is work with people that come to the table with that already in them and just giving them a platform to play on a bigger scale. So, do I work with people? Yes, but I don't have to worry about somebody else's mindset, because the reality is, I think in network marketing, what we've done is we've taken a business model, we've given really no good training on it, we give no real good skill set training on it, and then we sell somebody something, and then just because they happen to sign up after us, we're their boss or we're their leader. Right? Whereas, you know, I fired my upline within the first 2 hours of me signing up, pretty much, because I'm an independent distributor. I get my own 1099, and my job is to bring customers and new reps to the table. The company does everything else. So I know this is probably not the most flattering thing to say, but I'm not looking to massage somebody else. What I want is, I always know that if I play at a super high level, and then I provide places for those people to plug into, weekly calls, training, live events, weekly calls, webinars, and I can provide that system or that place for those folks to fall into, that's my massage. But I'm probably not the best sponsor if somebody wants me to spend 10, 12, 15, 20 hours with them teaching them how to make a list and put a business in front of somebody. If they don't have a network and they don't have a skill set enough to figure out that we give them some videos or we try the service or whatever, we make them drink vitamins or put makeup on their face or try something, if it takes that much time to train somebody how to do that, to me that's really not the right person to work with me personally, right?
Yeah.
I don't kiss a whole lot of frogs, right? I might kiss a few, but those frogs are going to be put into, hey, this is my training, this is where you want to plug into, and then I can leverage that training and leverage that mindset. So for me, the mindset, I just never had that issue with the mindset. So for me, the mindset piece is, like, I don't quite get why we in the profession have placed that much emphasis on the mindset. Now, I will say that what we do is we have personal development companies with a compensation plan attached. So it is all about personal development and mindset and the journey. I get that. I just think from a business perspective, sometimes we focus too much on that rather than saying, great, you have 400 friends on Facebook. Let's get that to 4,000. How do we do that? Let's go find the ideal customer for our product. Let's go hang out where they hang out. Let's get to know them, and let's get to know the leaders of people that know lots of them. And then let's introduce the business to that person and let them take it to all of their followers. I don't know if that's the best answer for you, but I think sometimes in network marketing as leaders and as big team builders, we're kind of taught and trained to still play a really small game. And I don't think that way. My brain works on large scale, large big businesses, are not focused on having their sales reps go and sit down and show you how to use a cell phone in order to make money on you using their cell phone.
Right.
Some people are going to get it. Some people aren't going to get it. Those people that don't get it, go to YouTube, type in how to use a cell phone, and they'll figure it out. If they can't figure it out, they're going to go to some other company, and they go to some company and tax the resources on that company.
Right.
Right.
And
you know,
like what you said, because – oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think so often we're, you know, look, I think we have to keep it simple, right? Simplicity plus enthusiasm equals massive duplication. That's one of the phrases I use all the time. We got to keep it simple. But simplicity doesn't mean spending 25 hours with somebody, because the reality is people ask themselves only two questions.
Hey.
Is it real and can I do it?
Yeah.
And if the can
okay,
I do
real
it
quick,
requires
we're almost done.
Speed.
I don't want to miss
I
out your website.
I was just going to say, don't spend too much time with people.
Yeah. All right, we are done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.